It's kind of funny because you see behind us that people are realizing, oh, this is for real. This is no longer a fake mascot fight. So what happened was basically, we took each other in a headlock at one point, and that's how you talk as mascots. You talk through the eyes to each other. And he said, yeah, let's do a little fake fight on the end of the court down there. And I said, sure, that's fine. And so if you notice in the photo, he had the Seton Hall flag in our gym, which was, you shouldn't be doing that to begin with. But he had it on a 1x3, not just a flagpole. He had it on a piece of lumber. And he came up unannounced behind me and hit me in the back of the head. And he actually cracked the husky dog head. I saw the crack from the inside. That's how hard he hit the head. And so I immediately turned around and grabbed him and said, what are you doing? This wasn't our plan. And he said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you that hard. And I said, okay. And I let him go. And we kind of did our little hand gestures like everything's good. And I walked to turn away and he hit me a second time just as hard. And that's when I kind of lost it. I'm like, well, that's it. This is our turf. This is the Seton Hall Pirate hit me in the head. This is not going to stand. So I turned around and just started throwing punches. And then he started throwing punches, but he had a rubber mask on and I had the big head. So I didn't get hurt much. He ended up getting knocked down. I have a photo of that that my wife took because she was sitting on the end line. And they had to stop the game, actually. And the worst part was the Hartford Current the next day had a story with that giant photo saying highlight a game was the mascot fight.
Oh
So I'm
no.
like, oh, that's not good. So that they end up stopping the game. That all happened. I think I took the flag off the pole and threw it in the crowd. The crowd went nuts. And then I walked away like Rocky. And that was the end of that. Until the next day when John Toner, the athletic director, pulled me in the office and he said, well, privately, that was pretty cool. You protected the pride. It was the Yukon Husky, winning the battle, but I got to do something. So I had a little punishment. I think a friend had to be the Husky dog for one game or something like that. So it was not a major, but he had to do something because I did break the rules. But yeah, not a proud moment, but it's unfortunately the one everyone remembers.